Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It's noon Central Time. That means it is time for Dispatching Live, where we look at the load boards. We're going to talk about rates. We're going to talk about vehicles, negotiations, brokers, carriers, dispatchers. Listen, if you are a dispatcher, and we know what it's like to be a dispatcher, and maybe you're the best dispatcher ever, great. We want you to tune in and share some gold information, just a couple nuggets of what you do that makes your dispatching the best. Or maybe you're the worst dispatcher. You're a family member. You just started. You have no idea what you're doing. Join us live for 90 minutes and ask questions in the live chat. You can do that. Here's what I want you to do. Or maybe you're in the middle, and maybe you know an executive that thinks they know how easy it is. And it's just click away and everybody gets rich and carriers make too much money. I don't know what it is. But you can, right below this video, you see share, click copy, grab the YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to somebody that you wish knew what you know but you can't say. That's Dispatching Live. That's what we do here. And if you are in need of help, you want to grow your business, get the word out, go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, talk to Ty, get on the round table, get the weekly email so you know what's happening on Tuesday nights. Now, why does Jay talk like that? It already sounds like he's got a chip on his shoulder or something. Listen, dispatching is hard. Actually, I got my co-host Sue, and I'm going to bring her up here in a second. But, you know, asking her how her day's going. Let's go ahead and check in with Sue and ask her. Sue, how's your day going?
Well, I'm not going to say what I told you earlier, but it's not been good. It's been crazy today.
Has it? What's going on? I mean, in general, just with a light brush, use the light brush. And by the way, what's going on? Carlos is in the live chat. With a light brush,
hey, Carlos.
What's happening?
Well, you know, we talked about this last week. The loads are going down. If you see my screen, it's actually 40,774. We're actually up by we were at 40,689 last week. So we're up by, almost 100? Not quite, something like that. Anyways.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything, though. So, as we all know, this 40,000 also includes loads for, for example, here's number 2 is $1. Right here,
which is a placeholder.
Alaska style.
Although that's and it's Alaska. So all right, I'm gonna give that.
Yeah, look, it's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so we can't really count this kind of stuff on here, and most of us don't do the $100 loads and that kind of thing. So I think we're more. If I take this out, let's get technical here. We're gonna go all to all, but we're gonna make it. At least, should we make it at least?
By the way, how's that new look treating you?
You can see I'm not using it. And until they force me into using it, guess who's not using it? So I went with a minimum of 300 per car. It's 33,024, so it's not as bad.
Okay, now 33,000 is what did you change on your search? On your search,
I put a minimum of $300 a car.
Good. Good.
That's not that bad then, actually. Consider.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. And did you get rid of Alaska? Do we still have Hawaii and the Philippines in here?
I left it all.
Do I hear garbage trucks going to the Philippines?
Yes. Yes. So, and I know for a fact that Florida has started going downhill, so don't make any big plans to go there for sure. But we're struggling. I mean, obviously we have been for last 2-3 weeks. I think we've talked about this, even though there's this many loads on the board, they're not like all going to the same areas or along the same routes. I mean, we're having to try to put stuff together just to make it work and then pick up cars along the way, which, you know, I hate to do because I don't like to do that stuff. I want to go to point A to point B and then we're there and we pick up and keep on going. but right. that's not working this week.
So you're doing so more example, connections than you yeah. like to, are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like to pick up all like in the same vicinity, even if it's like, say, I've got a guy in San Antonio right now. So I don't mind doing San Antonio and Austin together as long as they're going, you know, north or, and, you know, along the route.
And let me just clarify, you know, when she says she prefers to do all, she's talking about the driver prefers to do, right?
Yes.
This
yes.
is not just you right. willy-nilly. No.
No. So, and most drivers are going to feel the same way about this, but right now I'm having to break it up. So, for example, I've got two in San Antonio. One's going to Jackson, Mississippi. One's going to Knoxville, Tennessee, which we all know is way far apart from each other.
Knoxville can be.
Right.
I mean, Knoxville's so fine, but you, as a connection, where are you headed to? Are you?
Well, Knoxville's my last end.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Knoxville will be the end of it.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to show you on my screen. This is his route, so I can kind of explain what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So this is where he's starting at. He's going to pick up one in Austin. He's dropping one here in Jackson. So keep in mind, this is a two-day trip no matter what we do, because if you look at it, it's 1,177 miles. So how I get my guys $2 a mile on my three cars is you double that figure. And then if there's a car in there that we're going to add, I'm going to have to add that to my route so I still get the right amount of money. All right, so it's 1,177. I had this all set up, but one of the cars that we had that was actually going to Birmingham for a whole lot of money said we can't drop on Saturday. So I am trying to scrape together.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, time out. Perfect time to mention why. Every little constraint.
Yeah, that's why.
To some executive, who cares, right?
That's, yeah.
The customer wants, right. you know, flowers in the back seat when you deliver on Sunday at noon. But to the transporter, oh my God, no, you just completely screwed up, or rather the dispatcher, you just totally whiffed our plan.
Yes, totally screwed my load. Because the way I had this going to Birmingham, because this Birmingham was a van and it was paying outrageous, like $1.40 a mile or something like that. So this worked fine with my route. Now I'm trying to put everything together. So, for example, I'm going to just show you how I do this to get my $2 a mile. So you're going to double that 1177. So I need 2354. What I'm getting paid is 650 and five. So right now I'm short $304 to make it all the way to Knoxville. I should be able to pick that up somewhere along here between this. So I'm not real concerned. It's just another stop, and then that causes you more time,
right? And now they
like that. So that's why I
have they, you know, their hair appointment doesn't end till 3. I know I get really cantankerous. Right. I do want to ask this question: do we know why that Saturday drop constraint
exists? Not open, and will not take a night drop. Will not let us drop.
Is it a dealer?
Even though it's it's an electric company, which I already looked it up. They have no gates. They're just being difficult, basically. Because took the load, I was told we could drop till noon on Saturday.
Business.
Yes.
Yes. See, yeah. You know how weird it is? Because I threw out executive without even knowing, right? I don't know if that was profiling or being unfair or just straight up canceled.
Yeah.
But the point is that I kind of knew. Yeah. Like, what's the need for this? It's a vehicle. Do we really have to play the need game?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that totally screwed me over. And I can't wait till Monday because we've got this car in Knoxville. So I want him to be able to get to Knoxville by Saturday evening. Then he can shut down for his ELD hours and then we'll start fresh on Monday. If I stop in Birmingham, of course, we're still so far away and then I'll lose my time on, you know, Monday picking up and delivering. It'll totally screw me over. So basically, I got to figure out another plan.
Right. So you're back to
that's what I.
You're straight up back to the drawing board because of the.
Well, I took another car. I've got one right now that's going into Huntsville instead. Okay. So it's not paying as much, but I got to make up the difference. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm short $300 basically, but I think between Jackson and Huntsville, I should be able to pick up a $300 vehicle going the rest of the way. So I've just got to wait till that comes up.
And, you know, on the other side of this coin, it seems like somebody could probably say to me, well, Jay, if you don't like it, then stuff it. Get out of transport. Right?
Right.
Why is that not correct?
Well, because it wouldn't make a driver happy. We got to make it work. So
well,
it's
well,
a make it work moment,
other than
Jay.
People be, well, maybe the, and then maybe there's the answer. We're not looking for people to be happy. We're looking for, we want it our way. Why are constraints in auto transport maybe not as so simple as your normal, I want double tomato, I want triple lettuce, no mayo, and I want it on Wednesday at 2 o'clock? Why is that a problem?
I have no idea. I was just like, I mean, I was trying to get this car out of Austin all morning long. It's at IAA, and they asked us to bring back the parts. We told them yes. We've given our company name. And this guy just keeps ignoring us. He says yes, sends us pictures, and then just ignores us. I don't know what's going on, but I mean, this happens. You know, Jay, this happens on a regular basis. But it's a real pain in the butt when you're trying to keep your driver loaded. And I know a lot of people don't understand all the hoops that we go through to make sure everything goes perfectly. And I know the brokers don't care. The drivers get it. The brokers don't care. So,
when you say,
well, most drivers get it.
When you say this guy, you're talking about the shipper?
Yes.
Okay.
It's them not answering their phones. I'm telling you, they're going to send a car, you know, and then never doing it. And I mean, everybody deals with it. I get it. I mean, if you're a dispatcher or a transporter getting loads, how many times do you call and they say they're going to send it over, and 3 hours later, you still don't have it. And then you're having to bug them and bug them and bug them. And then you may still never get it because they decide not to answer the phone that day. I usually assume. Go ahead.
Well, I want to isolate this moment. I want to isolate this IAA guy. Okay.
Yeah. Look.
Because
okay.
We're in a laboratory. We're on Dispatching Live. We've got, you know, people can't go anywhere. Yeah. They're trapped inside of our little YouTube craziness. Okay. And so we got them. And I want to isolate this, the IAA shipper in this case. The IAA shipper that you're trying to get information from. Were they the broker also or not?
Yes.
They were the broker.
So it's this load. Okay. Yeah, it's this load right here.
Oh, don't
We've
show
been talking
me.
To him
no,
since,
you can't. I'm not going to show the screen.
You can see it.
I know, but
why?
I.
Why? It's just a load listed.
All right. Here we go. Everybody ready?
I'm not showing anything they can't go look up.
All right.
Anyways, this is the load we've been trying to get.
Okay, it's posted. You're trying to get it. Why can't you get this load?
Because you have to text him. We've texted him repeatedly. Okay. He sent us even pictures of the car. And we said, okay, fine, we're taking the car. That's been since 8 o'clock this morning. Okay. We still don't have the car. It's noon.
What is all parts must be brought back with the car?
Because it was a front-end damage.
I already know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're missing, so the front clip basically is off. He wants us to bring it back with it. I said, that's fine. We'll stick it in the car. Okay. And there's a bunch of other plastic parts, radiator, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we've told him that 3-4 times. And he's like, I don't think it'll fit in the car. Well, I have another way to do
so
it.
Why?
How to make it fit.
Okay. So you texted him, but he, okay. Mm-hmm. So why can't you get, I thought he replied though, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He's replied a couple times, and then he ignores us for an hour in between.
But he doesn't. He hasn't dispatched it, or you don't want it?
No. No, I want it.
But
you
he
see
won't
what it's
dispatch
paying.
It.
Of course I want it.
Well, mm-hmm. Then what's the whole
I just thing? Took a different car in case. You caught me. You see he's only got 3 ratings.
Were you,
I don't know if that's the holdup.
Were you? Okay, well, he's busy. So maybe he's at the auction buying other cars.
Oh, he just told her he got tied up with interviews. He's just now answering us again.
Tied up with interviews?
It's only been 2 hours. Okay.
All right. This is getting a bit personal now.
Interviews for what?
All right. We got to move on. Yeah. Can't stay. But I wanted my
okay.
point was.
Well, anyways,
that,
moving
but,
on.
But here's this is the whole point. Is that someone else who has a vehicle on your trailer is like, just pick it up. What's the holdup? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Why can't you be here at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, because every single vehicle has a freaking story. I got to put all the parts in it. The guy won't get back to me. Yada, yada, yada. That's why it's not overnight. Put your socks on in the driveway. This isn't Amazon.
Right.
When's the right. last time you tried to buy something on Amazon and a pop-up window showed up and said, oh, yeah, no, we'll call you back in an hour. And then you can buy it in an hour. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah. And I mean, and we all know this is typical of them not answering their phones and doing what they do. We all get it. It's just, it doesn't make it any easier or better, shall we say. Anyways, so I think we're getting it now.
Oh, shoot. Hey, YM says, by the way, hello to you, and thank you so much. YM, David, Chris, Fritz, the gang is here. So YM asks, how low are the rates this week? Great, just a great brass tacks question. And we'll see if we can, now you don't want it, says Ty. What?
So, I should tell him that after that.
So, Sue, how low are the rates? Is there a way to even answer that question? How low are the rates this week? I mean, you got your finger on the pulse. What are you thinking?
I mean, you have your typical, there's some real crap on here. There's a lot of 20 cent a mile stuff that I keep saying, but it's mainly out of Houston, as we all know. Houston is a pickle. So, like, for example, let me find. They just listed.
You heard it here first. She said there's some real crap on here.
Like, look at this right here. You see that real crappy one? 20 cents a mile. Seabrook, Texas to Sanford, Florida.
Oh, man. Ouch. Not a red load. Not another stinking red load. That is a total red load. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Houston, Orlando, Dodge Challenger, $200. Why would you even post that? ASAP, call me.
Oh.
Wow. That is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe that? ASAP, call me, $200 from Houston, Orlando. I mean, the phones are just ringing off the hook. It's nuts. We can't manage all the calls. We don't even know. You know what? We're getting so many calls, we might ask if you'll do it for $20 less. Okay, that's speculation.
Yes. They probably go, sure.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh, shoot. Hey. That's funny.
Cancel that.
She's busy. She's not kidding around. She is very busy. She's got a lot happening. Let's see. I talked about... Oh, also, one of the things we're going to do today is we need to look at... We got to do a kind of a Florida route scout. We'll do a core sample of that.
No, he may not want
We'll do another California core sample. What's your route scout? Do you have a route scout? Do you... All right, so if you have a trailer, give us a where-to-where trailer capacity, what you're looking for. Also, if you have a basic dispatching question, we have a couple of really crazy stories coming up. And also, as Brian pointed out, a little bit of dispatching in the legislature update. Not final information, but it is interesting. Brokers are looking for car hauling volunteers. Ooh, that's... That is a good. Yes, we're looking. Okay. We're looking for some interns and volunteers. In fact, that'd be a good name for an auto transport business. Interns and volunteers LLC. And maybe I'll do it for $50 less LLC. That probably you'd probably stay pretty busy.
Okay. All right. I think I got everything under control here.
All right. I hear you. I still don't know how you take 90 minutes out of every Thursday. You know? It's crazy. It's really a lot.
Thursday's actually my slowest day because I've already got usually most of the drivers loading to the end of the week. But then I have drivers stuck on the side of the road sometimes too, so which is one of the drivers we got going on right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we're trying to get him loaded, but of course there's no loads on the board, as everybody probably knows, in certain areas, and this kind of screwed us. So but I'm helping another dispatcher because she's sick and in the hospital, went into the emergency room last night, so I'm trying to scrape together a load for her. So that's made it a little
bit. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. That's, and I, my thoughts and prayers go out to her. I hope that she's okay. I think this is probably a really good time, Sue, for us to talk about the evil of dispatching. Okay. You know, we haven't had to go into this for a while. But apparently, dispatching is so vile that, once again, it's in the news. This is a FreightWaves article. Really? Truck brokers want Congress to call out illegal dispatching, which for some people is just dispatching. Now, truck brokers are not saying they want Congress to call out carriers that illegally post loads. Nope, that's not what's happening. Truck brokers aren't asking Congress to call out other illegal brokers. No, they're not calling for that. They're asking for truck brokers to call out illegal dispatching, which again is pretty much just dispatching in general.
Right.
To help move the ball, TIA may seek clarification of broker regulations as part of the highway bill. Anyways, I read this, and I don't, you know, we're not going to go through the whole thing. There's demonstrations and rioting and Molotov cocktails and all this good stuff. But basically, at the end of it, and that is just conjecture and hearsay, but somewhere near the end of it,
What?
Here's a dispatcher. It's a little discouraging to see dispatch companies popping up. Oh, no, this is right. Who said this? Oh, a large trucking company. It's a little discouraging to see dispatch companies popping up like mushrooms right now. They're being told it's easy to get in and make a lot of money. Oh my God. Wait a minute. There are people on YouTube saying that getting into auto transport and trucking and all this stuff is easy because they throw money at the screen all day? No.
Yeah.
Really? Holy cow. Okay.
Did you see that line above that? Go up this a little bit.
Yeah, go up one. Okay. Oh, yeah.
A little bit more. The one where it said it would cost them $2,000 up a little bit more.
All right, let's keep
That's
going.
That's what I want to see.
$2,000.
Says she would have to, it would cost her that much more a week or a month or some shit like that. Right there. She added that becoming a broker would mean another $1,500 to $2,000 a month in overhead costs. That's not true. So where are they even getting that from?
That's brilliant. That, man, maybe we will dive into this. What would it cost? For now, the thing is that brokers and dispatchers are different, but I think we might be the only two people, and there's also others, that understand that, right? Brokers, let's start from the basics. Right. Are brokers and dispatchers the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Totally different things.
Is there a way to prove that? Or, because I don't understand, it just doesn't seem like, okay, there is a way to prove that. How do you prove the brokers and dispatchers?
Yeah, a broker. Your broker, you have to have. Well, your broker, you have to have an MC. You have to have a broker bond. And dispatchers, you don't need anything. So, but them saying that would be that expensive is a bunch of bull.
Well, how much would it
cost? Because I know what I pay.
Do you think
it would only cost me $985 a year just for my bond? And then you pay a one-time fee for your MC. That's a one-time. That's it. So, and I think it was like $400. I don't know what they are now. I mean, it was 16 years ago, so I don't know.
But is that necessary? Should a dispatcher acting as an agent on behalf of a carrier not taking possession of the money, not taking possession of the freight, just making phone calls and helping a carrier, does that person need a broker's bond?
No. I don't think so either.
Why does everybody think so? Because they don't like competition? What is the deal?
OIDA isn't even competition, so I don't know why they're pushing for it. You know, when we did the show about this, what was it, last year, right? they kept saying that we were taking the money as dispatchers, which is not true at all.
Right. That's,
I mean,
a
there
broker.
May be some out there. They're doing
a dispatcher
stuff.
Does yeah. not take the money. If you do, you're an illegal, whatever, carrier, broker, dispatcher.
Yeah. You're a scam artist. You, period.
Yeah. You're a liar. Fine. But you're not necessarily a dispatcher.
And honestly, if you go into and you're talking to a dispatcher and they tell you that they're going to take your money, that's a big, huge red flag. And you should like stay far, far away. And that would be the same with any business that said something shady like that. And that's why when they call me and we're talking about what we do, I immediately say, none of the money comes to us. It all goes to you. It will be either mailed to you, a com check, you know, COD, that kind of thing. We don't touch your funds at all. So I don't know where they get the idea, except that I think they're crossing this with brokers and turning them into dispatchers in this whole scenario. And it's not the same. They're two different entities altogether.
I thought it was interesting that I found there was an argument in here about how the argument was that brokers, this is an argument, and I read it in this article, and I'll show you the title. But I feel like I've stumbled upon this argument before, and here is the article. And you can go to FreightWaves. You can go to FreightWaves.com, and this is the article you're looking for. The argument that brokers don't like dispatchers because dispatchers try to get more money out of the load. What do you think of that argument?
Say that again. I didn't hear it.
No problem. So brokers. The argument that brokers don't like dispatchers because dispatchers argue and negotiate for a higher rate for the carrier. That brokers would prefer carriers do their own dispatching because dispatchers end up trying to get a sweeter deal for the carrier. What do you think of that argument?
But I think transporters do the same
the
thing.
The argument that brokers...
I think some transporters ask for more money than what we do. So
I agree with you.
I don't think that's a
legit. I totally agree with you. I've had to tell I've had to tell many drivers, carriers, listen, you're not going to get that much. Meaning like, ask for 200. Okay, we're not going to get 200. They're not going to, no one's going to say yes, I'll give you another 200. But, you know.
And that happens. Yeah. I mean, that happens all the time. I get it all the time. So I think it's quite funny that they said that because it does happen.
So why does everybody hate dispatchers? Like even on, and that's another thing. It's not just brokers and Congress and everybody else. Even videos of hotshotters that claim they're going to be millionaires, they hate dispatchers. Like literally everybody hates dispatchers. Why, Sue?
I don't know. I know a lot of the ones that are on YouTube, that's the whole thing is that we're taking their money and that when we negotiate for more money, we get the difference and all this other stuff.
It's the
and
whole,
that's not true
I got to pay because, you and I got to pay them. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of it. But what they don't understand is that when we negotiate for more money, which we always try to do, it doesn't fall in our pocket anyways. It falls in the transporter's pocket. And we have a contract to prove that we're not taking that money. All these are contracts. I don't know if they don't get it. They should. They're hotshots. They're doing the same thing we're doing. They get a contract through Central Dispatch or they get a contract through Metrogistics. You know, you're getting contracts. There's proof. We can't really hide anything from anybody because it's right there in writing. They can look at it themselves to see if we were like messing with their money or something like that. All it's right. just not possible.
I got
it's
a theory.
It's not like you're saying, hey, dude, we'll do this load and send me a $50 Cash App without the driver knowing it. That doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't. Well, the problem, and this is where what the joke on what I see is really funny is that I learned about conspiracies years, decades ago. And and what I'm getting at is that the cynical thinking, boy do I know all about cynical thinking, but the cynical thinking today is that everybody's just out to screw everybody, and we've lost sight of who isn't trying to screw us, which by the way, most dispatchers are really trying to help the carrier, but there's still a lot of carriers that think that that's not true, and I think those carriers are confusing dispatchers with brokers in that not brokers, same thing. It's not like all brokers are trying to screw people. It's just that We know load boards where there are plenty of them.
Right.
Awkward.
You're going to have good and bad in all industries. And I don't think everybody understands that. And as far as, like, when the transporters are complaining about dispatchers and I don't think they realize the amount of time that we spend doing these loads, getting these loads ready for them and stuff like that. And I'm talking about the people who are not using dispatchers, by the way. So I always tell when the driver calls me and wants us to dispatch, we usually gain them 20, 30% over what they were making before because they're not sitting there trying to get a car and then waiting to get a dispatch and then verifying the car while they should be driving. We're all about you drive. We're going to do the rest of it for you so you can keep moving down the road. And the more you're on the road, the more money you're going to make, obviously, instead of being on the phone.
And if you were to, here's your math. If you believe in math, then you can use this math. Mm-hmm. And that's another conspiracy joke. Because I don't know what people believe in anymore. I mean, my God, it could be anything. Right. Crazy. So if you do the math, go ahead and calculate. This won't be a straight number. This will be more like a percentage. Calculate the percentage a broker didn't give to the carrier versus the percentage the dispatcher got for the carrier. And you can now tell who's really fighting for the carrier.
Right. True. That's very true. I mean, I once talked to a driver that he was, you know, trying to decide whether he wanted a dispatch company or not. And he's literally told me that he starts on Mondays and he spends the whole day loading his truck. Then he drives on Tuesday. Then he drops on Wednesday and then spends the rest of the day loading his truck. And I said, okay. So I figured it out for him. I said, tell me what you're making. And I said, okay, those days that you could have been driving, you could have made X amount of money doing this instead of sitting there all day on the phone, calling to get loads, verifying loads, you know, putting your load together, etc. That's how you have to look at it. Because I know these guys have the little ding on their phone that lets them know there's a new load on the board, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it because that ding goes to how many people are paying for it, right? What's it called up for central dispatch where they ding your phone? You know what I'm talking about. Notifications or something. They're paying load notifications. They're paying, I think it's only like $30 a month extra for central dispatch. Not like they're not getting enough anyways, but that's beside the point. But that ding goes to how many people that have their truck listed in that area. It doesn't mean you're going to be the first one to get it just because you got the ding. If we were sitting in here and we saw that load come up, we're grabbing it, we're verifying it, we're putting it on your load board, and we're putting them in pickup and delivery order. How much time did we just save you there?
There's your joke that I think nobody wants to talk about. In fact, I don't know if it's a joke or not, but okay, so the driver has a deal, no dispatchers, right? Hates dispatchers, whatever.
Right.
Has the load notifications and relies on that. Pays a bunch of money to get load. And they're driving down the road and their phone is dinging. How do they get that load? Right. What do they do? Take their eyes off the road, try to find, you know, right? Really? Oh. That's a good idea? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And you can't wait till you explain really that funny. To Highway you know, Patrol. I was just trying to get a load.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I oftentimes get people requesting loads that hours later after I've already dispatched this load and I know it's no longer on there. I know it's because of the load notifications. They probably got that ding hours ago, but our driving couldn't call, right? And then they're calling me 4 hours later and the car's already gone. So I don't know how well load notifications work.
Do honestly. You know why I pulled you over? Because I was booking a load? Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, and it's a huge fine because you were on your phone? Yeah. How much did that cost?
I don't like dispatchers. Patrol officers are like, yeah, I don't like them either. Stinking dispatchers. Okay, are we going to do anything today? How about this? Let's do, you know what? While we're on story time, let's do, tell us your, you got some incredible, what's going on? What happened?
Okay. Do you got it on the screen? You want to show it? No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Here, let me share. You're right. I got I blurred out to save the innocent and all that great stuff. Where is, oh, bitchin' Camaro is what I called it, right? Because it is a, it's a Camaro, right? I got a Camaro, bitchin' yeah. Camaro. I'd cue the music,
so
but
as you guys can see,
get demonetized.
So as you can see, this is the same vehicle. One's listed by a big broker that we talk about all the time. And the other one's listed by, lo and behold, a transporter. So I call the big broker.
Wait, not a dispatch, like not an illegal dispatcher? Is that a, wait, yeah, is this illegal? Yeah. Is this an illegal post?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I call the broker and I tell him I want the car. And he says to me, well, it looks like this is already dispatched to, lo and behold, the company that you cannot see, the transporter. And I said, oh, yeah, I see it listed from this guy as a transporter on Central Dispatch. He has your car. So basically, he took your car off of your load board and then listed it on Central Dispatch and is going to take the difference between the 1030 to the 750 as his broker fee, even though he's a transporter listed in the car. So we all know that's illegal. And I explained to him, I talked to the broker and I said, you and I both know that's illegal. And I also said, you and I both know who I am because you've been on Auto Transport Intel before. And I know you don't want this happening. So he said, I'll call you right back. So he gave me the load. He also took the load away from me. The only thing I have a problem with, this is what he said to me. And I don't think he even knew what he was saying because this is the weirdest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. He says to me, well, he is an outside broker of ours, so he's allowed to list. I said, well, he's not an outside broker. He is a carrier listing cars, which is illegal. And also, let me ask you this. Why would he list it for $750 when you have it for $1030? You guys get what I'm saying here. I don't think he knew what he was saying. I think he was trying to cover up what is actually happening. Because personally, that's embarrassing to have a what you consider a transporter who you trust that you have to be a part of their load board to even haul for them, do something shady like this. And he probably didn't want to discuss it with me. So I think that's why he told me that. But
I
there's no he would you well, see what I'm saying, right?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say something crazy. So we're going to keep. I love every man. Your story is fascinating. And so because it's fascinating, and we're going to stay on this for a little bit, we're going to call this the illegal transporter portion of the show, which is really, in the game of illegal scam liars, let's just be real, transporters top the list on the load board, by the way. Okay. Is that true? Is that a true statement?
Yeah, they can list on the board. I don't know how they can, but
well, they can, but that's illegal. Because you know what legalism is? Legalism is this desire for everybody to quote scripture and verse about what's illegal and what you're doing wrong. And this is why we have Karens. This is why the whole Karen thing exists, because everybody's really into legalism. I'm going to call the cops because you're doing it wrong. Fine. Then we're going to point out when you're doing it wrong, Karen, and that's what's happened. So this Karen, who's posting a load illegally, gets sniffed out by Sue. You like where this is? Now we've gone into Karen truckers. I love it. Okay, so not only do we have Karen posting an illegal load, but then when you tell the original broker, they're either confused or concerned. It's unknown. We'll leave the names out.
Yeah.
But here's what Ty would say. Okay? I'm going to speak for Ty. I hope that's okay. But I think Ty would speculate it's because some vehicles have trouble getting moved. And sometimes it's possible people don't care how it gets out of that parking space as long as it does. Because
I don't think that's it.
I want you to respond, but I do want to say this theory exists because everybody wants to have it their way on Tuesday with extra lettuce, double tomatoes, all that crap. And we've gotten to the point with expectations where reality's not even going to work anymore. Our expectations are right. so high that we can't even deal with reality.
So, well, and okay, so, but also just keep in mind, if you notice, these were just listed. Like, these weren't old. They got put on the board right then and there at the exact same time. And that's why I called the one for 10:30 to let them know what was going on.
That's an interesting point.
So it wasn't like they were, yeah. So they weren't trying to get, I mean, this is my theory. I think the big broker was embarrassed by what the hell just happened that I caught them helping them. I mean, to me, I was helping them. Okay.
Right.
To me, I would take that transporter and I would take them off my board. They would never be allowed to haul for me again. And that's all there is to it. Because if he was helping them, like, and I didn't say this to him, I said, but if he was really a broker for you, which that doesn't make any sense, then it should have been listed for the same amount of money and it shouldn't have been an in-op, right? So, or even if it was an in-op, it definitely should be listed for more money than what they have it listed for. So to me, there's something shady going on. I think he took the load, he tried to sell the load, and I busted him on it. That's what I think happened. And I think the big broker is embarrassed by what happened and don't want to, you know, go into it with me, which I get because he knew I was on the show. So he knew I was probably going to talk about this shit. So, you know, so be it. That's the way it goes.
Well, that, okay. Well, so I like your theory. Let's keep going because this is
okay.
The only way we're going to ever get to some of the meat of the problem. Like I'm begging for somebody in legislature to watch one of these shows and be like, oh yeah, I totally don't know what a dispatcher is. That would be a dream. Because
exactly.
I'm pretty
exactly.
sure that's the truth. And why
I'm sure.
Why should a congressman know what a dispatcher is? Right? It's a job you would never really know about. And it's not a police dispatcher that's not even close to what a auto transport dispatcher is or a freight dispatcher, right?
Yeah.
And also, if you work at a brokerage and they call you the dispatcher at the brokerage, that's not what we're talking about either. We're talking about totally independent dispatchers that help carriers stay loaded. And since 80 to 90% of the auto transport carrier market is individual owner operators and small businesses, they rely on, and it's because everybody else has got their hand in their wallet, they rely on independent family members, individuals, or whoever they can get to possibly help them try to scrape together another decent week. That's what a dispatcher is.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I agree. And you're right, because I mean, when this all came out, they didn't even have a definition of what a dispatcher was, right?
No, there's still no definition. Because nobody knows. Yeah. All they know is they're vile, and that organizations like TIA are able to continue the smear contest. It blows, man.
Right.
And for the record, I think OIDA is on the right side of the fence on this, and you know, that's a messed up issue when these organizations. That, you know, not everybody sides with them all the time, but when they are on the right side, you know it's a messed up issue. Now, TIA, I don't know much about TIA, but I do know, let's just go ahead, when we had James Lamb on the show, he represents the dispatchers are illegal point of view, and that seems to be the more popular side. Those are the cool kids that think that dispatchers are illegal. Yeah. That's way more fun than listening to me go on and act like a blowhard. Like I know that dispatchers, but that's the joke. We say we stand up for like American freedom and entrepreneurism. Oh, really? Oh, but dispatchers are illegal. Oh, that makes no sense then what you just said.
Yeah. YM says, each vehicle posted must have a VIN number entered to verify that it's not posted 2 times on Central. Central should be enforcing this issue. Well, here's the problem. Central doesn't care. Just straight up. They don't care.
No kidding. That is
double
so
listings
funny.
Happen all the time.
That is so funny. Oh my god.
They're just taking their money. Okay, they will tell you straight up they don't care too. I'm just going to be honest with you.
No kidding.
This is just a load board. I mean, this is a load board for all of us to use. So that's why the double brokering comes in, and the only thing you can do with Central Dispatch if a broker lists another car that you have listed. And this is only as a broker, just so you know. I could give another broker a negative if I have the contract and they don't and they posted it on Central. But us as transporters cannot do anything about it. Because you'll see them on, we should have done that. If there's a way to figure out how many double brokered loads out of that 40,000 there was.
Totally.
What do you think there is a percentage of? I 5 to 10%. No.
There is no way to do that search, is there? And there never will be, will there?
No. Search. Because they don't care.
Sir, what would you like to search today? Double brokered loads.
Brokering loads, yes. Oh,
does not compute.
Anyways,
that's so funny.
Yeah, Central doesn't even enforce people paying people, so they're sure as shit not going to care if someone's double brokering.
And no kidding, each vehicle posted must have a VIN number entered. Even legal posts, how many actually have a VIN? I guess it's most because it shows up on the dispatch seat, but. But still, how many times have you gotten a dispatch and you get the last six? How many? It's a lot. Right?
Yeah. And that's usually what you get is the last six. And you can still, like, if you got double brokered a car and it's the same last six, you know it's the same car. But most of us, when we're looking at this, most of these people, when they double list a car, they put it for the exact same pickup, the exact same delivery, and the same car. Now, there are some other companies out there that try to play the game of, we're going to change the car a little bit so you think it's a different car, so you call us for the load. There's certain brokers that are on my list that do this. I had this happen a couple weeks ago on a load listed out of St. Louis going into Alabama. There were four different brokers listing the same car. Each one of them changed the car just a little bit, like the year, or it was a Toyota Highlander and it was a Toyota Corolla or some shit like that, right? So I kept watching them come up. I called every one of them because I needed this car. And they kept saying, well, we have to get a hold of the customer. We have to get a hold of the customer. So then this last guy posts this car, and he's Florida, but he's New Jersey, Florida, if you guys know what I mean. Anyway, so he's telling me that he's got the contract. And he's like, Sue, you listen to me. I've got this contract. We've been in business for 15 years. And you see these other jokers on here. They've got these cars. They don't have the contract. You don't listen to them. You come to me, I'm going to give you this load. Look, we're going to call the customer right now. So he gets the customer on the phone, and the guy's like, yeah. He goes, look, I got Sue on the phone. She's going to pick up this car for you tomorrow. Is that? See, I told you I'd find you a customer. And he's talking like this the whole time, by the way. And I'm just giggling because this guy's just way out there. And the guy goes, okay, well, that's great. And he's like, so, man, you just got to pay me my deposit, and we'll get this moving. So he didn't have the contract either because he didn't have the deposit.
Whoa, no way. So, he was getting a customer live, right? Whoa.
Yes, I talked to the customer live. It was hilarious. And then he's like, and this car's ready, right, man? It's right. And I think his name was Deontay or something like that. And he's like, yeah, it's ready. Guess what? The car wasn't ready. Didn't have the paperwork. Car wasn't ready. Had to wait for 2 hours for the car to be ready. Anyways, but that gives you an example of how this all happens, because they all do this. And there's certain companies out there that do this on a regular basis. When we've gone through the load board before, I will say, this one does this. And you'll see it. And then you have companies that are owned by the same company who list them twice for some reason.
I don't get that either. Okay, this is a great time. Vistaga, I like this a lot, because this is what we're going to talk about now is double brokering. Is it actually a problem? Because Vistaga points out something really important. Look at power only in freight. Almost every trailer is double brokered. This is where, I'm just going to start with this. You know how people like to say, just because everybody else jumps off the cliff, are you going to do it? You know that, okay, that's just one of those silly truisms or whatever. But it's still true.
Right.
Is that just because everybody's double brokering doesn't mean it's the right way to do it. And yeah, fine, Jay, take your virtues and take a flying leap. But still, That does not help. The problem is double brokering certainly doesn't help the shipper. The shipper might think that it's like Vegas. So if I've got more bets on the roulette table, there's a better chance of winning. Guess what? Auto Transport isn't a roulette table. Shouldn't be.
No, it makes it worse.
If it is a roulette table, no wonder the insurance guy's freaking out.
Yep. I mean, honestly, if I see double brokering going on, and if it's certain brokers are listing cars, I usually stay far away from them unless I'm just hosed and I have to have this vehicle. Then I'll jump through the hoops to see if I can get it. Usually it's never good, because usually that car has been picked up by somebody else a week ago and these people are still jerking around with the same look. I mean, that's just straight up the truth of the matter. But will do it. I mean,
YM states three people should not post the same car. That violates the broker agreement. True or false? Does it violate the broker agreement?
Well, there is no broker agreement. That's the problem. When they list three cars, so this is what happens. And I've just been doing this so long. What they do is, like, you've got a residence that's going to call around to five different brokers. These brokers then go and post them on Central Dispatch, and we know who they are. And that way they can say, call that customer up a day or two later and say, hey, by the way, I have somebody for you. And that's when they say, well, let me get a hold of the customer and I'll get back to you. That's because they really don't have the contract. Then they're going to go in and get that contract and then give it to you. If the car hasn't already been picked up by somebody else, or they're going to tell them, oh, we're dealing with a different broker, blah, 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 blah. That's what happens.
It's like,
now when they call me,
keep going.
Go ahead.
No, keep going. I'm just
so when I have a customer, when I have a customer call me and they want a quote, I can tell if this car is already listed. I don't know if everybody knows that, but I can tell. And if it is, I say, I cannot deal with you. You either have to cancel your contract with this broker, and I'll give them the company name, because usually what happens is all they did was call them and get a quote, and they listed on the loadable. So when I tell them that I can't list it because this so-and-so's got it on there, they'll say, I didn't do a contract with them. How can they have it on your load board? And I'm going to say, they do this all the time. You need to call them and tell them to remove it. Once they remove it, then me and you can work together. And that's how this takes place on a regular basis. That's why you will see all these double loads all the time like this. And it's a real pain in the butt, because, you know, it affects what we're looking at. It affects, like, if you're looking at a gold bar load and you're depending on, you know, this load and it's listed three or four times, you can't guarantee that's your load. And that's why I've talked to you about this before, is like, if it's a load like that where it's double, triple brokered, I also take a backup load if I can, because I don't trust that somebody else isn't going to slide in there and take that vehicle before my driver gets there. It's also the reason why we call right before the driver's going to come, to make sure that didn't happen as well, which sucks. We all know that sucks, but it's part of what we do.
I mean, so it could industry, be could it be then in Vistaga's live chat case, so let's say, is it possible in the freight load boards that loads are being posted by another broker and they clearly don't have the contract? They're just posting it, hoping maybe they can get the business, right?
That I would think it's the same concept of what we deal with in the car industry.
And is that illegal dispatching, by the way? Does that have anything to do with illegal dispatching?
No, because it's not illegal. I mean, there's nothing illegal that says you can't list a car, and there's nothing illegal that says you can't list freight, whether you have the contract or not.
Do you think a dispatcher is the one? Is the evil dispatcher the one double posting?
No, that's not us. That's the transporter, broker, dealership. You know,
is it possible that this illegal dispatcher argument is a great way of not having someone notice that you didn't clean your room? Is it possible? Are you the problem? It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's possible.
It's just part of the industry.
But how is it? But isn't it a broker association pushing the illegal dispatching argument? Yes. Is that funny?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, because it's them that's doing it most.
Good
of the time.
One,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Oh, shoot. That is so funny. All right. Oh, so we did that. Yeah.
Look what Vistaga said.
Yeah. What is it? Okay.
It says, in freight, the shipper posts the trailer on a free website and will only give the load to a broker. So all the new brokers list the same load. Oh.
And freight the shipper.
Okay.
Post the trailer. Oh.
So it's like you ship for freight. Is that what you take it? You ship for freight?
Wow.
You can list your vehicle or you list your freight and then.
And you know, this is really interesting because I do not surf DAT or 123 or truck stop. So I don't know. And I don't even look at U-Ship anymore. It just, when I look at U-Ship, this is terrible. I'm going to, because we had a guy from U-Ship on the show. He was a cool guy. All right. But the organization, I'm going to separate the organization from what I see when I look at the platform. Okay. Capiche? The platform, when I look at the platform, looks like chaos to me. It looks like, not only does it look like chaos, but it looks like all the brokers have figured out what to do. So yes. if you're a carrier, you don't stand a chance, right? Because it's all brokers that have bidded on this load. Every single load, it's the same 10 brokers. That's what it looks like.
Right.
It'd be like being a fisherman.
But they're saying they're carriers.
Right, exactly. Right. And I don't even think they have to specify, right? Because maybe there aren't rules. I don't know.
Well, no, that's not true. On U-Ship, when rules? I went to it, because I went to the rules because, all right, so I don't know. Montway started about the same time as U-Ship, all this started happening, and Montway uses U-Ship a lot, okay? So I went in there to see, because it says that only carriers are supposed to be able to bid on this. But if you are a broker / carrier, you can get around that.
Oh, and no way. Is a broker / carrier. So smart.
So
good one. Yes. High five, dude.
So so that's how some of those get away with it, because they're supposedly not supposed to be able to do it. But the thing about U-Ship is you've got an average person going on there and listing what they think is they want moved. Then they get like, I've done this just to see what happened, by the way. I went on U-Ship and posted something just to see what comes through. And you get like 15, 20 phone calls and emails. And I mean, it's just back to back crazy shit.
they were going to call it that, but they're like, that'll never.
But they say that they're the actual carrier and they're going to pick it up on this date and deliver on this date. You and I both know they can't predict that because they're going to go post it on Central Dispatch.
That is complete speculation. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
I'm going to. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's what they did with my load, just so you know. When I posted my load and I got all those, all of a sudden I saw my load come up all over Central Dispatch with all these different brokers, by the way.
Wow.
To see. Yeah. So the crazy crap happens, and you can test the theory. I just do stuff like that every once in a while because I want to know. You know, I want to see what really happens. And that's when I knew U-Ship was not for me, was not for my drivers, unless you want to carry a dog someplace from point A to point B, then probably don't mess with it.
Oh, okay? Man.
It's not going to make you money. And I don't like it. I mean, I don't know many people, if they do like U-Ship, let me know if you do, but I do not care for it.
Well, there's always...
usually there's something wrong.
Well, you know, there's every... somebody likes every flavor of ice cream, and there's going to be some U-Ship that people that swear by. We've had people in the live chat say that they like U-Ship. I've seen that before.
I've taken U-Ship loads through Montway and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong.
But that's the whole point. Exactly.
They must have that load.
The only U-Ship loads I've moved were loads that were already brokered through a broker.
Yes.
I've never moved a U-Ship
load.
And then
they're like, don't forget the U-Ship
actually
code.
Dealing with the shipper that posted it.
Right.
I've never done that.
Absolutely.
Never done that.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know if
that's fine and all. I just think U-Ship should, if U-Ship knows that, they'd be like, right? Like,
why does it happen?
like everything on eBay goes through like some other dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like
exactly.
So like everything you do on eBay goes through the eBay dude. Right now somebody's like, dude, I want to be the eBay dude. That's awesome. Citizen shipper is bad as well.
So I think someone asked us about dry run fees too. So we probably should, let's talk about that a little bit.
Let's do dry run fees and then we'll go into Larry. Yeah.
Okay. And it was, I don't know how you, it's the QD0REGO. He says, how do you deal with dry
I
run?
call him
So,
Q to Rego.
okay. Good, because I had no clue. All
Yeah.
right. So here's the thing about dry run fees. Most do not pay them, and most put them in the contract that says we are not going to pay you a dry run fee. Yes, you are supposed to call and verify your loads. That's what all of our contracts say. That's what my contract says when I give it to a customer, I mean a transporter. So that's why you're supposed to call and verify, make sure the car's there, ready to go, runs and drives, all that good stuff. However, there's times we can't avoid this. I
I
mean,
just
like
see
you can
change
go into
so
Manheim and you
much.
may have verified that vehicle, and all of a sudden you show up and it really doesn't run and drive. They're not going to give you a dry run fee. The broker's not, because they can't control that situation. I know it kills us and it hurts our bottom line and stuff like that, but there are very few companies out there that do dry run fees. I got a one from RAT like 6 months ago, and it's the first one I think
I
I've ever gotten
just
in my 16
forwarded
years
you
of
an
doing
email.
this. And I'm still shocked that he actually got the money that actually came through to him. But it does not happen. There's a few out there that will do it. I've given them, if something screwed up, like for instance, I had a driver go down to pick up a vehicle, and it was my customer's car, but he'd bought it through Backlot, or no, ACV, and he forgot to uncheck the box that says ACV is going to transport it. Well, he screwed up, so he actually got the money out of ACV for the dry run fee. So it kind of worked out either way, and I paid the transport dry run fee. But it doesn't happen very often, unfortunately. That's why you've always got to do basically go check everything before you do send your driver to go get that load. And the same thing with delivery. Nowadays, delivery is almost as important as your pickup, because especially if it's a residence, how many times have you called the residence and they're not answering the phone, and all of a sudden they're on vacation for a week, and now what do you do with the car? So when we get a car and it's a residence, we're already calling the residence to see, make sure you're going to be there, make sure we can get into the area where we're dropping, or if you're going to have to meet us at Walmart or something like that, make sure you do that too. Otherwise, you could end up, it may not be a dry run fee because you picked up the car, but you may not be able to deliver the car. So, and welcome
Those are
to
good. I
Auto
mean, good,
Transport.
really good. Exactly. And that brings us to grab a mask and jump right in because this is auto transport. Anything goes. You can literally do whatever you want. You can smack the referee. You can bring in, don't even tag team, just bring in the other guy and throw. See, I love the motion of the guy on the left. And then the guy on the right almost looks like one guy, but it's actually two guys. The whole thing's incredible. I'm in the middle, and I can't believe this is happening. So, welcome to Auto Transport.
That's the way it is every day.
And if you
Yes.
don't believe that, I just posted another actual pickup and actual delivery, and I sprayed champagne all over my friends and the cubicles. Because we just added another floor to the building with all the money we just made that we got by pretending that we're not doing it. So thank you so much for all the champagne. Really appreciate it. Oh, also, I just want to mention we have a new meme. If you say corporate,
Did you do the ha ha ha?
yeah,
Oh,
this is
no.
from what is it from? Raiders of the Lost Ark. When you say social media, and they say corporate, this is what's going through everybody's mind. Corporations, as much as they want to pretend they like social media, this is how they really feel when social media meets
Yeah.
corporate. Okay? All right. I'm glad we're all on the
Do you
same
have
page.
the wait, did
What?
you ever do the one that the guy sent you for the ha ha ha? Remember that one?
Which one?
The meme that somebody made for you. You know the 1 week when you were like ha ha ha. Do
Well,
you
I got a
remember that one?
video. A
He
guy
said
sent
someone
me
made you a meme.
a guy sent me a video, but if
Oh, he sent
I
you
don't
a video.
if there's a meme, send it to me because I don't know. And if you have a meme,
Well,
this is
make
another
one with
thing.
Jay in it. That's what we need.
Yeah, I'll take a meme of ha ha ha. That's another thing that I find so funny is that I hear like, we don't want your memes, no memes, hate memes. Really? Because memes are the fastest way to express a complicated problem.
Yes.
Such as when social media meets corporate. I don't really have to explain. And if I do, you probably work in corporate. Okay. This guy says the bell is just too much. Can't watch the video. Constantly ringing the damn thing. I gotta say, I'm gonna ring the bell for the comment. I think that is so freaking funny. Now I understand what he's saying, and I'm actually also apologizing because I probably do hit it too much. It's just that I'm such a fan of all the cheerleading and the Kool-Aid drinking that I can't control myself. We already did Bitch and Camaro. It is now time. Time for Play Are You a Car Shipping Guru. What we're going to do is we're going to ask Larry. Larry's got the five questions. You know we do this on Tuesday Nights Live at about 8:30 p.m. every Tuesday, Central Time, on Auto Transport Intel. We get the five questions. Well, on Thursdays at around 1 o'clock, we do the questions again, except this time you get the answers. So if you want to play the game, you're supposed to play it before now. Here we go. The Tesla Roadster 2020 holds the world record for the fastest electric vehicle. How fast can the vehicle go from 0 to 60? 1.9, 2.3, 2.7, or 3.1 seconds?
2.3.
Right. YM, and that's why people hate dispatchers, because it's interesting. 1.9, 2.3.
I'm going to say 2.3.
2.3. I think that was the most popular guess. Okay, I'm going to go with 2.7, but I think 2.3 is probably the answer. Here we go. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
it's 1.9. You know, Teslas are fast. Like, I should have guessed that. Dang it. I should have known better. And YM guessed 2.32. Thanks for the guess there. Yeah, no, that is amazing. How fast? Which in the what I like about it too is, you know, this battery technology, we would like to think that it's all like lollipops and wooden wagons. Oh no, 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 it's fast. These batteries are fast, yo. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2018 Ford F-150 from Littleton, Colorado to Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Is it $557, $25, $995, or $1,170?
I think it should be $1,170, but I don't know. Larry does things a little differently.
Well, so Larry, Larry, he rides the third rail between the shipper and the carrier. This is what it takes to get it moved. I'm going to go with... Wow. YM says 1170 as well. Littleton, Colorado. Where is Littleton, by the way? Is this way off in the woods?
Denver.
Okay, no, it's Denver. That's what I was thinking.
It's Denver.
All right, then I'm going to go with 995.
Tuscaloosa is a little bit off in the woods.
All right, here we go. 995. Oh my gosh, you guys all got it. Wow.
Yay. Okay, that's one.
That is good, because Larry's not messing around. Larry knows the market rate right now, you know, everything considered. Jay, I send you some pictures of what I do until I can afford a trailer. Yes, please
cool.
do.
You gotta show
send
those.
Me, please, everybody, send me your photos, your news articles, the rates, the loads, the arguments, whatever. autotransportintel@gmail.com, send it in. And if I don't share it, it's because I couldn't find a spot. It happens. Sometimes it happens. But I'd like to share it. I want to see it. Pilot travel centers were originally named pilot truck stops. What year was the first pilot truck stop opened? 1957, 68, 73, or 81? You know.
Wow.
I mean, they're everywhere. You know this was a while back. It's either 57 or 68. That's what I think.
You think? I'm thinking 73. 73
can't be early enough. Unless they've been busy. I'm going to go with 57. My gut says 57. Plus, they've had time to rebrand the whole thing. Anybody else? YM says 68. Thank you, YM. I appreciate the guesses there. Here we go. Let's see what we got. What? No.
Oh, holy
no.
Crap.
I can't believe
it. Was 81,
that.
Jen.
81?
The first pilot first up, 81.
No way.
Yeah.
Right?
That's crazy.
Nobody yeah. guessed 81. That is amazing. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Audi A4 from Columbia, Missouri to Louisville, Kentucky? Here we go, Sue. 275, 360, 405, or 625. I agree with you. I think that's what I said Tuesday night. 405 has to be the answer. Yes. Nailed it. Yes. Because why? Now, why is that, Sue? Because it's on the interstate. It's not that far. It's a sedan.
It's not that far. I mean, usually even from St. Louis to Louisville, Kentucky, you can get 3 to 350. And right. Columbia is about, what, an hour and a half past
yeah,
St. Louis.
Yeah.
The problem with Columbia is a lot of people don't do Columbia.
Exactly.
So it has to pay a little bit better.
It's a little bit. And that's why even if I was a dispatcher, I would say, you know, we'll move it for 475. Because, and they're going to say why, and then I'm going to say because we're in Kansas City, and we're going to have to drive empty and stop to pick up this car.
Yeah.
I'm picking up cars in Kansas City at 500. If you're going to ask for more money, have a darn reason, right? We're picking up in Kansas City. Yeah, don't just say, right? Can I have more? Don't do that, right? Yeah. Have a reason. And so, anyways, chips are on the table. All right, here we go. One more left. What is the average width of a bed in a semi-sleeper? 30, 35, 40, or 48? The width of a bed in a semi. In the sleeper cab.
It's a twin, usually, isn't it?
I don't know. It's a really good question. I do not know the answer to this. But I think of, 30 inches is less than 3 feet. That's not going to be wide enough. The width of the bed. 48. I don't know. Would that be like a queen or a... I'm trying to...
No. 4 foot. Okay, so a normal... This is what it says. A normal twin bed is 38 inches wide. So that's not any of those answers. So it's got to be smaller. It's either 30 or 35 is what I'm going to guess.
I think my desk is about 40. I'm going to go with 40. I'm going to go the width of it. That's still not that wide. Really?
No. Well, there's not a lot of room in there either.
Exactly. But there's not exact. I'm going to go 40. What's your guess?
I'm going to say 35.
All right. We got 35 or 40. Anybody else? Last chance in the live chat. Going once. Going twice. Vistaga says his is a twin. What's the width of a twin?
Yeah. 38 inches is what I looked up. Yeah.
38 is not an option.
Yeah, I know.
But this is average. So what's average? 35? 40?
I don't know. I'm going with 35. It says 38 online for twins. So.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Jay got it. Well, maybe the average then... is working it. So you've got twin versus, I don't know.
Usually they go smaller. You know, like in an RV, your length of your bed is shorter than a normal, you know, mattresses. So I kind of figured it would be smaller than a normal twin.
David's is 32.
Or like at college. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So like at college, you have college beds that are longer. So go figure. Who knows?
It's probably, you know, some of those like those real super fancy chrome trucks with the hot tub and the mini bar, you know, they got bigger beds because they're gonna, you know, need them for, you know, whatever. Okay, I think it is time. TMI, it is now time.
Yes, TMI.
Okay, TMI. TMI is not a problem, by the way, in the dispatcher mug. But I don't think TMI is ever a problem for dispatcher. Oh, okay. This is one that I say, but not everybody agrees with this, okay? I'm not your bookkeeper or bill collector.
Bookkeeper, yes. Bill collector, yes, we are. See, we do it every single day.
And I know, and that's the thing is, as an independent, again, this is why I don't know why there's a war on independent dispatchers, but there is. As an independent dispatcher, if you do bookkeeping and bill collecting, guess what you're not doing?
Dispatching loads for them?
Yeah, exactly. You're not dispatching. You're not looking for loads. You're not dispatching loads. You're not booking loads. You're not verifying loads. You're not doing anything that has to do with your main purpose if you're a bookkeeper and a bill collector. And that's why it's in the Muggle Problems, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, okay, so here's my look on this. Yes, I'm not your bookkeeper. We really like it if, because we use Super Dispatch, right? So if they will just keep track of them and mark them paid on Super Dispatch, then we know who we need to go harass for the loads for money. I have always done accounting for all of our drivers, and I know there's a lot of dispatchers out there that do not do the accounting. They may bill it out for them, if they even bill it out for them, and then they let them handle it. But you and I both know that these drivers are on the road sometimes 2 to 3 weeks at a time. It's really hard for them to keep track of what they've gotten in, what they haven't gotten in, especially if they don't have somebody at home to help them. So a lot of times we're calling loads to see if checks have cleared because they've said they haven't even gotten them. That, I agree, is a pain in the butt. We shouldn't have to be doing that. But I understand why it happens. Only because they're on the road and they may not even know they got the damn check in. You know what I mean?
Well, and see, I agree with you. And it's a nice thing to help with.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I just don't want it to be.
Because it keeps them money flow. Keeps them moving. Yeah. That's what we're here to do. We're trying to make their lives easier. That's what we're here for.
In fact, I'd rather discuss that than like extended family problems, right?
Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And also, yeah, that's right. And if I help them, this again is why I don't understand the war on dispatchers.
Right.
But yes, I will help follow up on. I just don't want it to be that it's, you know, it becomes routine. And I told you this story before. I had a driver, I helped him so much that then he thought it was regular for me to sit, this is not a joke, this is so crazy. I had to sit on the phone and stare at the screen and go, okay, yep, you have a left turn coming up. Nope, not that street. Not that one. Yeah, no, that one. You're going to turn left at that street, okay? Okay, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, you're turning now? Okay, all right, so you're turning left. Okay, good. Now, you're going to go two more streets and you're going to turn right. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Am I missing loads right now? You're darn right.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
This guy had me doing this crap all the time. It was insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
True story.
Now what I tell him, I'm like, Google it. Google it. It'll walk you right
through
the place.
I know. That's what everybody on my... I literally had other dispatchers in the office, like, staring at me. They're like, what the hell are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Oh, been there, done that many a times. I know.
Oh, God.
I had a guy call me the other day, and he's like, I can't find this dealership. I said, I don't know how you can. I'm looking right at it online. And I said, there's a road in the middle. And he's like, no, there's no dealership here. I said, get out your phone, put in this dealership's name, and push the button. And then I didn't hear back from him. So I figured he must have done it and ended up there because eventually it was
delivered.
But
that's the thing. But exactly. If I If I said that to this guy, now he's lost, or now he won't answer his phone all day. Super drama queen.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. And in fact, super drama queen got so bad. This is how the relationship kind of started to end. Is then that he would deliver somewhere and sit until he liked the load that I put together for him.
Oh.
And then he would need time to look at the load and study it.
Think about it.
Dude, we don't even have the cars booked. What are you doing walking around the room? Like, I was out of, like, in the Pink Floyd The Wall when he destroys his room and he lays it all in little buttons and stuff everywhere. That's what this guy wanted. He had destroyed the hotel room. Now he wants to arrange all the buttons and everything and look at it for a while and decide if that's right. Dude, no, that is not how this works. Loads are coming and going.
Well,
you don't have time.
And, yes, you're going to be gone.
And you know what we did?
Yeah.
We would sit for days. And then he started to complain to my boss that I was making him sit for days.
Just buy loads. Oh, my.
Yeah, I wanted to jump out the freaking window. But dispatchers are illegal.
I've had companies come to me. Yeah. Well, I've had companies come to me, never had a dispatcher, and they're like, well, before you book the load, I need you to call me and go over it. And I'm like, look, I can't work like that because by the time I call you and you decide you want this load's gone. This stuff goes especially if you're in certain areas, you know how that goes, Jay. Like if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you better take what you can get and get the hell out of there and move on. And this is the company out of Atlanta. Like, well, we want to know what you're booking before you do it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think you need to keep doing what you're doing because this isn't going to work for me. My interest is in making you the most amount of money, but I can't do that if you don't give me the liberty to do so. If I've got to wait to make a phone call to make sure that load's okay for you, that's gone. We're moving on to the next load. And now I've already lost that time I spent into working up that load. And I don't know. Sometimes people don't understand how much time we actually invest on getting that load set up for that person. So if one falls through, just like what happened today, if one falls through in the middle of my pack, I really don't want to start over from scratch. I'm going to try everything I can to cover that one spot that just fell through and make it work. Just saying.
Well, that's right. Because where does anybody think that this illegal dispatcher doesn't want to keep the carrier moving for the best money possible?
Right. You don't make money, we don't make money. That's all about, this is what we're doing.
It boggles my mind the level of, like, super villain that this category of worker has received. Like, they're a James Bond villain.
Right.
Like, the man with the golden gun is the dispatcher. What are you talking about? It's a family member hanging on for dear life to help you stay loaded. That's what a dispatcher is.
Right. Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Can you see me? I can see it. I'm sitting at, you know, that big congressional table with all the microphones and the coffee cups and all the photographers kneeling down in front of the, and then you got like the three tiers of congressmen, and you know, and he's like, okay, so are you saying that a dispatcher is a family member hanging on for dear life to keep carriers moving? And they cut to me and the photographers are going crazy, and I'm like, you know, and I'm nervous and I'm touching them all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they're like, well, you know, we've got piles and stacks of documents that say dispatchers are the man with the golden gun. We've got organizations that will testify to that fact. Are you saying they're a liar? You know, and cut to me and I'm like, you know, well, we do a show, and we look at load boards, and I'm saying that's completely horse pucky. And then the photographers go crazy, and he's like, order, and people go crazy. Can you see, is that? No, that's not going to happen at all. That's just a dream that I had live on my YouTube channel one day, and everybody knew that was the real horse pucky. And there's the bell again. I just lost another viewer. It's 1:24 and we barely work today. That sounds like dispatching.
Yeah. Some days are like that for sure.
Brian says, let's go through some live chats here. Carla Jay, said, what?
We got to talk about the Carvana thing.
Okay. What is it?
Remember I told you that they got shut down in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, you tell it, Sue. Yeah, please. What's the story?
So Jen came across this article that, you know, Carvana sells all over the United States, but in North Carolina, they are not selling for the next 6 months because they were selling cars illegally with no license in the state of North Carolina, and then they weren't also giving out the titles. Is that right?
They weren't sending the titles into the DMV or whatever.
They weren't sending the titles into the DMV, so the titles were never going to the customers. So they took what was their fine, like $300?
$300.
$300 was their fine, and then they can't sell in the state of North Carolina for 6 months. Is that not crazy? That's some crazy crap, that they didn't know they didn't have a license.
That's what the guy said, right? Well, here's... In fact, they're on the phone with him. Here's the commission's on the phone. Doing what? Right? So the thing is that my speculation, and this kind of gets into the whole easy peasy flowers in the back seat stuff, is that they're probably trying to do the best they could to live up to somebody's expectations, and this is where expectations meets reality. And that's called the law, actually. And I want to say this, Two Bears. Sue, I want you to hear this.
Okay.
I'm going to just say, but dispatchers don't care how much fuel you burn to get the load.
That's not true. That is not true. When we were just showing my map. Okay, so when we were just showing my map, and I'm not saying all dispatchers are not created equally, okay? Let's just start right there. Because I deal with dispatchers all the time that ask me for loads, and they don't even know what the name of the company is when I ask them what the name of the company is. It's crazy shit. But anyways, so when I was showing you my map earlier, that I was showing where we're going to and from. So when I'm saying I'm going to get you $2 a mile, we're running this route to make you $2 a mile. So I am watching that figure. Now, I can't, obviously, diesel goes up and down, as we all know. And yes, the rates should be paying higher sometimes when the diesel is high. But as we all know, if you've been doing this for a long time, you'll know that brokers don't care.
I was just going to say, I think this is another case of confusing dispatching with brokering.
Yes, because brokers don't care. We care. And we're trying to make as much money as we can for you and from these brokers, but sometimes there's just nothing you can do. You're going to take what you can to keep your driver moving.
And
I'm not saying we're going to take a hit. You're not going to make, you know what I mean?
How many times have you tried to explain to the broker this very issue and they literally didn't care?
They don't care. All the time. All the time.
All day long.
And the car is the car weighs this amount of money, is a heavier vehicle. We need more money. And they're like, well, somebody else will do it. If you don't want it,
right.
Moving on.
In fact,
that's the way it goes.
In fact, you're bugging me, and it's $50 less. Are you taking this or not? I'm going. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here.
We have somebody else on the other line that's willing to do it for $50 less. I'm gonna go with them. That happens too. So
but the truth is, no matter what we say or where the argument lies, I appreciate the input, the conversation, and because without this input and conversation, we can never fully describe how the war on illegal dispatchers is ridiculous. It is misplaced anger. Fine, fix the laws, there's all kinds of crap to fix before this so-called illegal dispatcher. And if you don't actually want to fix problems and just legislate out family members, that's fine. Just call it the I'm Legislating Out Family Members Act or whatever. Or don't. Or, you know, just contribute to the to the totally rich guys at the top, put more levels on the skyscrapers, and wipe out all of the apartments. You could do that too. That has a great ending to it, and we've seen that happen in different areas. So it's wonderful. Well done. But the war on illegal dispatchers, for the record, it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's unfounded, and I can prove it. And I'm willing to talk about it. We do it every Thursday. I love this topic. It's amazing. And I'm not even a dispatcher, so I'm not even as biased as it would look. I'm a guy sitting at a desk tired of a silly argument. That's who I am. And I see that it's coming back around, so yeah, I don't like really stupid arguments. So there. what else we got? Anything else? Any more jokes?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think
wow.
That was it. We covered everything.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we covered all the stories. I really like that the Bitch and Camaro story. Other than and by the way, I forgot to mention this. Check this out. This is so funny. Fleet see dramatic results by letting drivers self dispatch. Now,
what?
Yeah. Fleets see dramatic. I actually can't fully understand this. Now, we're just reading a headline. What we haven't read the story yet.
Right.
Exactly. This has to be freight, right? Fleets see dramatic results by letting... Okay, the answer is this, and this is so interesting. That's why maybe... The answer, I believe, in reading this is... We're talking about, again, fleets. And I think what was happening was fleets were, for the most part, telling drivers what they're going to do. Here's your load. This is what you're going to do. And what they found was if the driver was more involved in their route, they saw positive results. My point then, when I read that is, so it's 2021 and we're just now learning that if you let workers participate in their workday, you're going to get positive results. We're just figuring that out now. To me, this goes into kind of the working remote. We're just figuring out that if we let people work remote, they might be happier. We're just finding that out now. It's kind of like a lot of the slogans that I see on social media, be yourself, have confidence, and they get like a million likes. Really? You just found out that being yourself is good? Really? Awesome. That would explain the load board. Anyways, commentary aside, I think we finished for the day. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. I want to thank the live chat for saying hello and participating in the show. There was a lot of consternation about whether dispatching is illegal or not. It's going to keep going. We're going to keep that going too. And of course, I want to thank my co-host, Sue. Thank you so much, Sue, for being such a big part
of
Dispatching Live. Really means a lot.
No problem. We have fun.
And you bring some great stories. That Bitch and Camaro story was awesome.
That was crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had something like that happen before with another big broker. And same thing. Transfer took the load from them and then posted on Central. But it's been probably 10 years ago that happened. So I really was shocked today when that happened.
Thank you, Vistaga. They didn't know they could. Well, again, I wonder why, you know, we know that there's carrier appreciation is real. But if you never, I guess if the communication wasn't there, Brian says I need a, Brian, there it is. Brian has blown the case. He wants an illegal dispatcher. Thanks everybody for all the comments, the contributions and the laughs. We will see you next Thursday on Dispatching Live. Say goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, bye, Sue.